All right, next one is, I was walking with a friend about how, I was talking with a friend about how I've been feeling down on myself in the looks department. And he told me in secret that he's half, oh, we've read this before.
Yeah, we've read this before.
Yeah, move on. All right, next. I understand you fellas and vagina enthusiasts don't believe.
Is that their name or no?
No, that's not their, I've never read names for dating stuff. So. All right. I understand you fellas and vagina enthusiasts don't believe in looking for friends on dating apps. But what if I meet someone out and I prefer to start as friends first, then progress? Is that okay?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Oh, fine. Yes. If no. you meet and you want to be friends first and you're honest with that, yes. But going on a dating site means you already, everyone there, you went on a dating site with the intention of dating, and no, if you never you intend on going anywhere,
you can be. I mean,
well, that's what I'm saying.
I'm sorry, you can be honest on a dating app. You can be honest on a date and say, "Hey, I'm just looking for friends."
Yeah, but why the fuck be on a dating app if you're just looking for friends? Get a friend.
Go on
app.
Facebook. Add people around you on Facebook.
But they're not saying they want to be friends. They said they want to be friends first before progressing to dating.
That's a waste. Of
Well, yeah,
time.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's a waste. Of time. Yeah.
But if you're upfront about it,
some no. I see it a lot on dating apps. It's what
really?
Some people want.
I mean,
they
I feel
believe,
like it's a waste of time, isn't it? Like,
yeah. I kind of agree that what they see it, they it's like their way of framing of dating slow. Because they want to develop a deeper relationship beyond the initial
pass.
So that's just their way of
yeah, but
of
that's
doing
the
that.
Whole, like, you text for a while, and then you, like, phone call and then you meet up in person and then you see it. Oh,
I don't think it's what you said. I think that most of those women, I would say a large majority of those women that do that are really actually looking for friends and they're not looking for a date. Like they're looking for friends. They need people to maybe introduce them to other people. I think they're actually looking for friends and they're not looking for anybody. They
or
I've never
they're been, looking for friends who are gonna pay for shit for them so that they can get in their pants at some
They're
point.
Looking for simps.
Yeah.
Simps.
Yeah. Yeah,
I
think
friends, go
I
to
think
meet up. It's great.
If you exactly. meet up, like, and you meet people in person at a bar and stuff, and you're like, hey, this is cool, let's be friends, and then, like, eventually feelings happen, like, that's good. But I think if you're on a dating app, the purpose of that app is to go on dates. And you're wasting your time and other people's times by just being like, I'm just looking for friends. Because there's so many other apps to find friends.
They didn't want to know that. Like,
how
I
many
know Meetup was an app for a long time.
Meetup is an app.
How many times when people break up?
I needed friends, and I looked it up. I did take some action.
Oh wow! Okay.
How many people break up with people and say, "Oh, let's just be friends," and then they actually stay friends?
Very few.
Very few. So why would you think that going?
I would say yes, but I'm sleeping with you.
So why would that transfer to a dating app?
Exactly. That's a great point. It's a great
because
point.
The difference between friendship and dating is like it's the physicality
stop,
of it.
Stop defending it.
So well, no, I'm not I'm agreeing with you. I'm agreeing with your point of why you shouldn't do it because the difference between dating and like eventually that means it's going to be physical. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
if you're upfront, like I think saying, "Hey, I want to take the physical part slowly and just get to know you really well before I'm interested in that," is much different than saying, "Oh, I'm just looking for friends.
Yeah.
I just want to be friends." Like
okay.
those are two very different scenarios, and that's why it's annoying to look for friends on dating apps.
I know. It's either going to be, is she on cocaine?
It's going to be meth this time.
All right.
Oh,
you know what? I'm going to read this while it comes through. All right, what is you guys' favorite dating story? I've been listening to the podcast for years and never seen some of the stories you guys have.
Like that people have wrote in?
They've wrote in. And I would say definitely one of my favorite stories is the condom in the butt story. The condom in the butt story.
And we don't know if it's true or not.
I don't think it's true.
Well, what's the story?
The story about a guy goes to a friend's wedding, and when he comes back, him and his girlfriend or wife or whatever were in the shower getting a little physical and slips out a condom.
From the guy's butt.
What?
From the guy's butt.
And we decided they were trolling us.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they were, but it was probably one of the funniest shit.
And
shits.
It was written in from the viewpoint of the female asking, what do I think of
yes.
my husband?
Yes. Yes.
Man, it's got to be a tie, and it's weird because they're more recent, but Bora Bora and the prostitute, like the not prostitute, but the woman, the homeless woman using sex to pay rent and then falling in love with her.
With her capture.
Yeah.
Do you want to get one, Chelsea?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Not a new one, at least.
Any stories that I like?
Yeah, what is the story about? What is there anyone?
No, the story stressed me out, to be honest.
Dude, I do this podcast that I completely forget what we talk about.
All right, go ahead and read.
I'm sorry to bring this up, but Jessica said a man with a high body count shouldn't expect or judge a woman with a high body count. Don't women expect things from men that they are not? Short women want tall men. Unfunny women want a guy to be funny. Average earning women want men who make more than them. Women want a guy to pay on the first date, but they aren't willing. I could go on and on. Your grammar needs to be fixed. But women expect things from men. Yes, men expect things from women also. But all women want tall men in general, not just short women. And I think all women want funny men. Like,
wait, are you still reading?
No, I'm.
Oh.
I'm making comments on this comment. Don't you think that like a funny woman wants a funny man?
Like, no. Well, I mean, maybe, but I think most. I think a lot of women
do
like
unfunny women.
Oh hell yeah! Definitely. Always in profiles. I want them to make me laugh. Yeah, I do
you
agree with that.
You think they're not funny if they...
Most women aren't funny.
I'm funny.
Mm. And I'm smart.
I'm funny.
But we're on the podcast, so that...
We're not real
you
women.
You want unfunny people on the podcast?
No, Jessica is funny. In
not
off,
on purpose,
off,
though.
Off the podcast.
She's all right.
Yeah, she's all right. Chelsea's not funny. Chelsea,
everyone except Charles thinks I'm funny.
I don't think she's funny at all. But
sometimes I'm funny.
But
making somebody laugh is always going to give you the upper hand.
I do want Jessica to answer that though. Like, you know, a guy with a high body count. You said that I forgot what the guy said.
They shouldn't judge a woman with a high body count. Yeah. Well, I also think that you should bring money to pay for yourself on a first date and not expect a guy to do it.
Yeah.
And I also think that like. Whatever the guy makes, it shouldn't really matter so long as the two of you are contributing equally to the partnership.
Well, definitely like, women don't think like you, though.
Apparently
yeah,
not.
Yeah, most women don't think like
I'm
you.
I'm too woke.
You wokey.
Yeah, you wokey.
Wait, weren't we making a t-shirt that said wokey instead of wokey?
Are we making that? I do like that word, though. I do like that
wokey.
Wokey, yeah.
You're going to get some Star Wars jokes with that, just so you know.
Oh, obviously.
Yeah, so, dude, Jessica's gay, so we'll move on.
I'm not gay. People think I'm gay, but I'm, you know, currently...
She's a little gay.
She's a little
gay. Are you saying gay people can't have babies?
No, they can't.
That's not very woke of you.
Not with straight sex.
No, not with gay sex.
No, yeah,
not
with gay sex.
With the gay sex.
Now you're messing up the wokeness.
Yeah, you're messing up.
I don't know.
All right.
This is kicking.
All right, next. My husband gets along with his baby mother great, and seeing them laughing and holding their child just makes me jealous to the point that I think something is going on. She'll send a text late at night to help with the baby, and I'm like, she needs to hurry up and find a man so she can stop calling mine. It's just very annoying and frustrating and wondering if my emotions are getting the best of me.
Yes.
Have a baby with them.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that.
But, like, you entered an agreement knowing that he had, first of all, a whole other priority. Like, when a man or woman, when you date them with a child, you go in knowing you're their second priority. And because they have a good relationship, like,
that's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that they're civil and they do share a bond, especially if their child's young. I mean, it's not an easy thing to watch, and I can tell you that from experience. You'll get
a couple babies.
Like, yeah, no. But I've dated people who have kids, and seeing that bond that that person has, like, they're forever bonded over that child. They could absolutely hate each other, and then the child does something miraculous, and they're like, oh my God, look at this amazing thing we created. Like, they can share a love and bond over the child without being physical with one another. So, like, I just think you have to just really... Those are you issues you got to hash out, I think. I mean, unless you really have evidence or something that they are being physical, but you really can't get upset at that, I don't think.
If a condom falls out of his butt, then maybe...
then maybe, he's got
to
go.
Yeah, he has to go. Listen,
then don't have to worry about baby mama.
I do agree with... Listen.
I mean, maybe.
You shouldn't, if a condom falls out of his ass?
I mean, she's putting a condom on a strap on. I don't know.
Shouldn't put a condom on. Just let no. it feel.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, we're going to move on from that one.
Let it breathe.
I'm trying to figure out which one I should read. This one with Jessica is kind of like redundant, but this one with Jessica's name in it. Okay, I'm going to read something else, though. I just got out of a relationship with a man that I've been in a relationship with for 5 years. I left because he didn't want to marry me. My question is, why or how can men just stay in a relationship for so long but not actually progress it?
Because they get comfortable.
No, I think most men don't want to get married.
Most men for sure don't want to get married.
Yeah, I think most men don't want to get married.
Because it's...
Marriage is forced on by society and women.
It is.
Taxes.
You have to... As a man, you have to have a conversation with yourself and perhaps some strangers to give you insight.
What is up with you and these strangers?
I like to talk to strangers. I don't know, man. No, but...
It gives you perspective that you might not have otherwise.
You should have a conversation with your partner, because Chelsea knows how I feel about marriage. I think marriage is it's just the dumbest thing that people can do. But
so you're doing it anyways.
But
I feel the same way, and I mean we're married.
Yeah.
But
you have to like
you have to
trust.
Yes.
You have to insanely trust your partner. Like,
yes.
For me personally, I never thought I could get married, but like it's you have to insanely trust your partner, because honestly, I personally think entering in an agreement like that and you as a man signing that shit is a bad idea. And so me thinking it's a bad idea. Just trusting Chelsea is not going to take advantage of whatever comes with. Freedom does not.
Yeah, it doesn't do shit. It really just has to be trust and a give and take relationship for you to say, okay, this is going to be good for me down the road.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've met plenty of guys that are like fuck that, I ain't getting married, you know, and guys that have been screwed over by women and it's jaded them, you know, so they're like, yeah, but then again, I've met some people that have been married like fucking 4 times, so.
And can I just point out, it's not just men who don't want to get married. There are lots of women who definitely don't want to get married too.
Man, I wish I could meet them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
Wish I could meet them.
Right here.
Yeah, but you were married.
I know, and people are like, would you get married again? I'm like, no.
Yeah, but you were okay, let me ask a question. He got on his knee and asked you to marry him. You didn't get on your knee, right?
He didn't get on his knee.
But okay, he asked you to marry him.
Actually, technically, we went and eloped. It was one of those situations.
Okay.
And I was also 19 at the time, so it's a totally different situation. So.
Okay, fair enough. But at the time, you wanted to get married.
Kind of.
Okay.
No, honestly,
I will say agreeing to that at a young age is much easier, because at that young age, you're so jaded still by like, you don't know what the world's going to hit you with. Like being a grown man who has had a job, built himself up, got himself a little bit of wealth, like making the decisions that you guys are thinking about to trust another human, to not take advantage of you and to be there for you and to sign your things over to that person. Like, you understand the gravity of it. 19-year-olds don't. Like, people get married like that, and then they're like, I love you. Let's get married. We're going to be there forever. Then life hits you in the face, and you're like, what the fuck? You're not the person I want to do this with. So I do think, like, I do think that as you get older, marriage just, it, the decisions to be married are a lot heavier, and that's that.
It's not a fucking movie.
It's not.
Yeah, it's not rom-com.
Yeah.
It's not whatever that rom-com was we saw at Dead Trivia Night.
Oh, my God.
All right, I'm gonna read this, but we're probably going to skip over it. It says, why does Jessica have so much contentment towards Andrew Tate and men alike? He's not bothering you.
Why are you so mad, bro?
Yeah. Yeah. Why are you so mad?
Because men are stupid.
That's her answer, guys. That's her answer.
You heard it here first.
We have Misandry on our podcast. All right, the next one is, if you have oral sex or just sex with the same sex once or twice, are you gay?
No.
No, I'm, no.
You could be bisexual, or if you, like, you tried it and, like, meh. And
I mean, did you like it? Is it what you're attracted to? I don't.
Sometimes you just gotta do shit and figure it out. And you decide, oh, that's not for me.
It's also okay if you like both.
You could be gay curious.
Yep.
Yeah.
What is gay curious?
You're curious like about being gay.
Like when you're bi curious. Yeah. I don't know. You feel a little bit
wait,
gay.
Wait, can you be gay and not gay? Bi? Or bi and not gay? Or are you just gay?
You're just gay.
You're just gay.
I don't believe in bi. I think bi curious is like is a weird. It's just a weird term. I think it's a weird term. I think either you're. I think if you have sex with a dude, you're gay.
Well, what if. I'm not going there. Never mind.
Wait.
This is the Awkward Dreadhead podcast. Yeah.
If you
going there.
Have wanted sex with a man,
if you have wanted sex,
unwanted sex.
Oh.
Then you're not gay.
What? Yeah. Why did you go there?
I told you I wasn't going to go there. Guys, peer pressure.
I feel like I should read the 13th. Never mind. No,
hey, man, you're gay, but don't worry about it. Just do what you want to do, man. Don't.
Spectrum.
No, it's not. It really isn't. People just...
Okay. Oh, the Kinsey scale.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. We're not going down that rabbit hole. But yeah.
What? That's not a rabbit hole. That's documented sexual scale of...
It doesn't mean it's right.
It doesn't. Exactly.
It's a theory.
It's a theory.
Exactly.
It's a theory.
All right, this one right here, I think Jessica's going to not like, but I'm going to send it to her anyway.
Send to me.
All right. Send me. All right, next.
That's not what I said.
When someone has been single for a long time and they've been actively looking for a relationship, at what point do you say it's them? That was a sound.
That got deep.
I'm just like, Luke's face just went...
Oh, wow. I wasn't even thinking that.
I got called out.
You've been...
That's true.
You've been in a relationship prior to the one we met at bowling, and then before that.
I mean, like, they weren't even really... I mean, I haven't had anything longer than, like, a month and 3 years.
But that's like...
that many, either. There's only one somewhat serious...
Are you actively looking for a relationship?
Dating apps.
Like, are you actively looking for a relationship? Okay.
So I'm a failure.
No, I think
no,
you
I'm just,
only
I'm
use...
I'm terrible at dating apps.
You only use dating apps, and I feel like that's just a bad way of doing it.
I agree.
Go ahead, JJ.
I have a strong opinion about these whole dating stigmas that people have. The whole point of dating, if you think about it, is to get rejected over and over and over again until you find the right person. If we weren't dating to get rejected, the first person you ever meet and fall in love with would be the person that you end up with. It's okay to be single. It's okay to get rejected. There's such a stigma out there that, like, it's me, right? How about you just enjoy yourself, and when the right person comes along at the right time for both of you guys, it's okay. It's not bad to be single.
I do think that's relinquishing accountability from individuals.
Why?
But not if you get
because
yourself straight.
Because at some point it might be a situation with you.
Yeah, but you're allowing yourself the freedom to be like,
I can
do what I want. I can be with the people I want to be with. I'm gonna have fun in my life and do the things that I want to do. And if I can meet someone who wants to share this with me, then great. We'll be in a relationship. If I can't meet that person, there's still nothing wrong with me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to live my life until I find someone. But
I mean,
it doesn't
maybe
have to
there
be
is.
All about finding a person. But maybe you're in the wrong place. Maybe you got to travel.
Oh,
yeah.
Right?
Here we go.
Maybe you got to, like...
Get out of your comfort zone.
Or maybe you're trying to be straight and you're actually bisexual, right? I know so many people who were in a quote-unquote straight relationship... And then they ended up realizing, I actually like someone of the opposites or of the same sex, right? And it took them a really long time to find that out. That's okay. It doesn't matter how long it takes you.
I think that's a different case. Go ahead, Chuck.
So, going off a little bit of what JJ said about that, if you are someone who's really wanting a relationship, I think sometimes people can get in this state of almost like trying to like force every relationship to work out. Like you're giving so much to every person and just, this has to work. This has to work. This has to be the one. This has to be the one. And I agree. Like if that's the way you're dating, then it is you, because like you can't force it. Like the reality of dating is you're going to date a lot of people that aren't going to work out until you just meet your person. Like that's just the reality of how the world works. It is what it is. I wanted to give up on dating. I was sure that it was me. You know what I mean?
I think
like
it was, though. I think you told me it was. Lord. I think you told me it was.
But I mean, but I think I would look at at the way that you think about it.
No, I agree. I agree with Chelsea. Like, I didn't really find my person until I was just like, yeah. Not so desperate.
Yeah, like, I was at a point where I was like, I'm done. I'm done. You're either going to fit with me or we're not. I'm not forcing it. If I meet you, cool. If not, bye.
Exactly. Like, and, you know, you got to kind of reach a place where you're cool with yourself. You know?
All right.
You ready for the next one?
Wait, I want to read this real quick. It says, would the men in the room let their girlfriends go through their phones?
Give me your
phone. Let's see.
I mean, not when you ask like that. That's weird.
Okay, would you let her, if she asked you, would you let her?
Yeah.
You gotta say no for me, man.
What?
Hand phones over.
What are you hiding, Charles?
I'm not hiding shit. I just don't want you to look at my phone. All the
Justin Timberlake pictures.
Why don't you look at them with
me? No, it's just fucking...
Like Justin Timberlake. Like Michael B. Jordan.
It's just fucking weird because, like, yeah, it's like Facebook. Like, oh, I'm just looking at some shit on Facebook. Why do you have to be in my business? Like, it's the same thing with my phone. Like, I'm not looking at anything that I shouldn't be looking at. I just don't want to be fucking checked. Like, hey, why are you looking at? Yeah. It doesn't fucking matter why I'm looking at it.
Yeah. On Twitter, like, I'm only on Twitter for porn. The only reason I'm on Twitter.
Twitter?
Porn on Twitter?
Twitter?
So much porn on Twitter. It's a lot.
It's like where they post like OnlyFans samples.
Samples.
I mean, there's porn everywhere.
But when Chelsea, I shouldn't feel like I should hide it when Chelsea comes in, but I kind of do hide it when Chelsea comes in.
Twitter porn?
Yeah. But she knows I look at
that
Twitter
I'm
porn.
Very aware. If I was like, hey, I need your phone, he'd hand it to me. Like, I don't think I'm going to find anything that I don't already know about. You know what I mean? Like, his Twitter porn. I'm sure there's probably, I don't even want to know how many videos this man's gone through and liked. Or like.
But you like them?
Well, I like them.
Well, how else do you find them when you want to watch them again, Luke?
Exactly.
But like.
Twitter porn.
Well, not anymore. Is it No, it's a fake Twitter thing.
Yeah, no, it's not his name. Yeah, and I can only imagine the different things that are on there. If someone popped that up.
But it's trust. It's trust, all right? I know that if I hand her my phone, she's not going to be like opening up a whole bunch of apps. She's using it for a reason. If I felt like every time I gave her my phone, she was like opening like 5 apps, I'd be like, give me that shit back.
I don't even know how to work Charles' phone because he has a fucking Android. I can't even work his phone. So
this is why they won't get rid of their Android.
Yeah.
Android people are the most hated people on the earth.
They are.
I'm not hating. I just don't know how to use your phone.
Androidists.
Yeah.
Androidists.
Fucking Androidists.
Let me just say, like, I agree with you. Like, if Chelsea came to me and she said, hey, let me see your phone, right? I'm like, for what? You know what I mean? Because, like, why do you want to see my phone? Now, if she comes and says, hey, let me see your phone because my phone is doing something right now. I'm like, all right, you know, whatever. You know what I mean? There's nothing, there's nothing in here that... If she saw, I would have a problem with she saw.
I mean, we have the passcodes to each other's phones if we need it. I mean, it is what it is.
I would never ask to see her phone. I could care less.
Yeah,
but what I mean by both ways is, like, if I was nervous about what he's doing on his phone, and I would then be asking, I'd be sneaking around, and I'd be trying to find his phone all the time, and that would be my issue. You know what I mean? Yeah. Not his issue, because he's not doing shit on his phone.
What if you asked to see his phone, you saw his phone, and there was a naked picture of Chelsea on there.
Oh. You're like, the fuck you doing?
She'd probably call you. Charles. Chelsea, she's probably going to tell you.
Yeah. Listen, she doesn't have health insurance. She's asking me if this looks weird.
What is this mole on the phone?
She gotta tell me. So I'll be like, well, I sent it to him. Alright, go ahead.
You would not do that. Oh my god.
Don't share nudes with your friends.
No, please don't.
Do what you want.
Bora Bora.
At home.
I think one thing that needs to be understood is that I keep hearing people say, oh, women don't have to get married like before. That's why marriages are on the decline. That might be true, but preaching that women don't need men is a sad existence when you reach 40 and 50. It's not a good thing to teach.
Do we teach that?
Not us, specifically.
Oh, just in general. Society in general.
I mean, you don't know what's going to happen to you in the future, so you make different decisions. Like, I don't know, old people still fuck.
Well, I do agree.
Old people have the highest rates of STDs.
In nursing homes.
Yeah, but like,
are you covering your ears, JJ?
Because they're doing it.
I want to hear the old people.
Like rabbits.
Listen, old people be fucking. Get used to it.
Wrinkly skin slapping against each other.
Oh my god, dude!
And they're like, I'm old. I don't need a condom.
That's fair. Okay. I'm gonna die anyway.
Literally.
Yeah.
But I do agree with that, that we shouldn't teach women that they don't need men. Like, I think I do agree with that. If I have
but
a daughter,
I mean, the thing is that I think this is like doing a career. I'm sorry, I'm talking over you.
No,
but,
you're fine.
They're saying career oriented women, right? I think that like women should be able to do whatever they want. You should be able to be career oriented, or you should be able to be family oriented when you want to be. But I don't think that like. I think that, like, being career-oriented doesn't mean that you can't also be family and relationship-oriented at the same time.
Also, you could be an old lady and still be a lesbian. Go find yourself a girl.
We get it with the old shit, okay?
What? What? She's complaining about being lonely. Maybe she just needs a girlfriend.
No, right, but not being lonely. Like, just having sex and having that person around, like, in a marriage and the intimacy and someone sharing your life with. That's lonely.
I think that in the 80s and 90s, women were more taught to be independent and career-oriented and working girl, you know?
Squirting everywhere. Luke, go ahead.
So, I just want to put the data straight. Divorces are actually declining since 2000. In 2000, there were 4 divorces for every 1,000 total population. And in 2021, there was 2.5. So get your facts straight.
That's from
the CDC.
Well, that's because women are getting married less.
Marriage rates are down as well.
I don't like to look that. I want to relook that up. I'm really that. Go ahead. I can't right now.
It's official.
Go ahead, Jessica. It's official.
No, you sent me the same one again.
Like,
I
other
did.
Places are going to be published.
Yeah.
All right. The next one is my question is: do the guys consider people with trust issues, commitment issues, infidelity issues, a form of mental health? Oh, that's actually a good question.
That is a good
question.
That's
a great
question.
Wow. I do not know.
If you're... Oh, never mind. They asked for the guys.
No, I'm sorry. It said, do you guys.
Do you guys.
I thought they meant, like, do the guys.
The guys.
Like,
yeah,
guys.
I know.
Sure it is. I think it is a form of mental health, but it's not something imminent that you like would need to see somebody about. Like, but if you see it's a problem, yeah.
Well, so some people like who have different types of anxiety or like ADHD have like I can't think of. What is it?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, like rejection stuff where like. We're like, no, honestly, same. I, like, have really realizing it because anything of, like, you know, there could be times, like, there can just be ways that certain mental things, like, heighten those things where, like, you're like, oh, they had an attitude with me. oh, they must be mad. Like, what's that? Like, it can just send people in a spiral and really heighten it. Mm-hmm. I don't think that that alone is, like, a mental disorder, but there are mental things that definitely heighten those for some people.
There's, like, commitment phobes, right? Who, that ruins all of their relationships.
So you're saying it is.
I mean, yeah, but it also depends on how it's actually affecting you in your life, right? If you're just like, I'm going to be a bachelor forever because I have fear of commitment and it doesn't really matter to me, I don't care, like, whatever. But if you're like, I'm really trying hard to have these relationships and every time I'm fucking it up and I know it's me, like, go talk to someone, figure out your shit.
Yeah, I agree. If it's affecting your dating life, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's affecting your life, period. Yeah, you should go get some help. All right, we got like a couple more, just like one or two. Okay, many of us grew up with only the internet to date. I was curious how much of that affected the dating scene. I listened to your conversation about the internet and anxiety, and it really made me think about only dating online and not walking up to a girl and talking to her.
What's the internet?
Shut up.
It's no, a computer thing.
I agree with that. I'm so glad that I grew up in the little bit of the time left where I had to go knock on a door. Hey, I'm looking for so-and-so. Call. Hi, how's it going today? Like, you had to build people skills and had to approach people. And you had to ask for what you wanted. You had to go get things that you wanted. You know what I mean? You couldn't just send a text and things appear. Like, everything is so quick now.
You have to talk to people's parents.
To strangers sometimes.
The fear
who knew?
Of the phone calls.
Like, right. I hope her grandma doesn't pick up. She's so grim. Like, whatever it is. Like, I'm so glad that I grew up in that time because then dating, like, some of the best dates I've gone on were people that I've met in public where we're having a good time. And I'm like, hey, this is cool. You know, we start talking, blah, 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 blah. Like, dating online sucks.
Yeah, I think dating online. For a guy, at least, stay away from that. That's the worst thing you can ever do as a guy. Sorry Luke. That was nice.
I've just ingrained it in my mind that, you know, if I go up to a woman, you know, she's going to be like, stay away from me, you goddamn man. I know it's wrong.
No, but I mean...
That was your experience, though.
I 100% agree with you, but... There are ways that you can do it. Like, I've done it before, and obviously he didn't close the deal, but I got him in. I got him in a circle with girls, like 5 or 6 girls. Him talking with all those girls. Obviously he didn't close the deal, but I got him into doing that. And all he has to do is just like kind of make ask a subtle question. Say something that, you know what I mean, that doesn't you don't come off creepy. Once you do that, you're just able to pick it up.
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean, I think, like, if, I really think that if guys just learn how to do that, you know what I mean, like, it'd be a really good idea. Also, too.
I did have an opportunity out in kayaking today. I was joking with this lady and we were laughing, but I should have asked if she was single.
I wouldn't ask if she's single.
Just ask for a number. You just asked for
another. That's a whole other thing. I just assume like all the good girls are taken already.
Ask for their social. Yeah. Ask for their social.
Not their social security number.
Their social media.
If you're not asking for a social security number, then what are you asking for? I don't know what's going on.
It's like, hey, I'm really serious. Go give me your social.
All right. Here's the last one. For the guys, if you had 3 days and your life depended on it, could you find a woman to sleep with?
3 days? Yeah.
Yeah.
Luke?
Yes.
Jamal?
Yeah.
I'm fucked.
3 days?
3 days?
No, you are not.
You're 3 seconds away.
I'm fucked.
All right.
Yeah.
Whatever your story is, man.
That's bullshit. You know it.
Hey, you know what? Listen.
Even with me not in the picture, that's bullshit. Yeah. You know it.
All right. Hey, listen. I want to read this younger one, but we'll read it off air since everybody's uncomfortable reading it. I just think it's I've not read it, but I just think it's hilarious. Like,
Don't mention it now.
Oh, sorry. I'll pop it
up.
We
gotta
guys,
end the conversation. The podcast.
Thank you so much, guys, for sending your shit in.
We're not therapists. We're not reality stars.
We're not Jews.
Entertainment purposes only.
Ignore Charles and everything he says all the time.
Please. All the time.
Because he I think not he, to be relied upon.
You mean I'm from Georgia and Nigeria.
And Jewish.
And Jewish.
Don't let him convince you otherwise.